Welcome to this first reading out of my book, An African Woman's Story of Divorce in Kenya. This, as you all may know, is a personal journey of my own divorce story. I am dedicating this to all the African women on the continent who are hurting in any way whatsoever, especially to those who are walking down this road. I've been so honored for those of you who shared your journeys with me. And what I do want to say is, you know what? It's going to be okay. Trust and believe it will be okay. The dedication is actually a song written by Sela. It's called A Broken Road. And I will just read this out to you. Do listen to the words. I found them extremely encouraging, and they gave me hope. And I knew by the end of it all that, yes, it will be fine. Broken Road by Sela. I set out on a narrow way many years ago, hoping I would find true love along the broken road. But I got lost a time or two, wiped my brow and kept pushing through. I just couldn't see how every sign pointed straight to you. Every long lost dream led me to where you are. Others who broke my heart, they were like northern stars, pointing me on my way into your loving arms. This much I know is true, that God blessed the broken road that led me straight to you. I think about the years I spent just passing through. I'd love to have the time I lost and give it back to you. But you just smile and you take my hand. You've been there. You understand. It's all part of a grander plan that is coming true. Every long lost dream led me to where you are. Others who broke my heart, they were like northern stars, pointing me on my way into your loving arms. This much I know is true, that God blessed the broken road that led me straight to you. Now I'm just rolling home into my lover's arms. This much I know is true, that God blessed the broken road that led me straight to you. May you be so blessed as you journey down this road. Whether it's divorce or separation, whatever pain you're in, you are on a broken road. And you're being pointed towards Jesus, who will walk you through, because he is the greatest love of all. Without him, I would not have made it through. And you know, man will let you down. He'll always let you down. Man will. But Jesus will never, ever let you down. So take heart. It is well in Jesus' name. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. And that comes out of Deuteronomy 31:6. And this is my introduction. 10 years ago in February 2008 was the beginning of my divorce. Having lived 57 years, without a doubt, separation and divorce were the worst years of my life. Nothing I have suffered since then comes anywhere close to that journey, not even the death of my dad. And yet that really knocked me about. Absolutely nothing compares to the horrific pain and life-changing circumstances that come with the breakdown of a family. No one can understand it unless they've been through it. Separation and divorce is something I never thought about or even contemplated. But it can happen to anyone, anyone at all. And it happened to me. It was the biggest, shocking, and difficult life-changing experience so far. It tore my family apart, literally bringing such intense feelings of great pain and destruction. You know, I came to understand what a broken heart is. My heart got broken when my family got broken. You know, in Malachi 2:16, God says, I hate divorce. You know, I learned that God does not hate the people who are going through the divorce, but the divorce itself, not for the reasons we hear in most churches on the continent, about it breaking the law. That's too legalistic. My father loves me and does not want me to go through that heartbreak. No, the root reasons for God hating divorce are much more intimate, more affectionate, and more loving. God knows that divorce deeply wounds and attempts to destroy his precious beloved. It endeavors to steal, kill, and destroy God's creation. I know it tried to kill me, not just physically, but spiritually too. That's why God hates divorce. Wow. So what do you do with that kind of pain? Accompanied by rejection, abandonment, anger, loneliness. I took it to God, and he formed something beautiful out of the ashes. There was a supernatural gift in divorce, ironic as it may sound. When I felt most abandoned, ashamed, and betrayed in this life, only God the Father was able to lift me out of the darkness, giving me an even better future. I couldn't see it then, but I see it now. The past is gone, and the future I know is even better than what I have ever experienced in my past. In Isaiah calls God the Father of the fatherless. I realized the depth of my Heavenly Father's profound provision for me and my daughter in the place of my ex-husband. And Isaiah tells us, do not be afraid. You will not suffer shame. Do not fear disgrace. You will not be humiliated. You will forget the shame of your youth. And remember no more the reproach of your widowhood, for your maker is your husband. Ladies, my purpose, prayer, and desire for sharing my journey is so that you can make the decision not to stay stuck in your pain and confusion and anger. You can choose to take steps in a journey that may start with the deepest of pains, but that can eventually end in healing, restoration, and wholeness, turning your life around to an exciting new beginning. Healing and forgiveness can only happen by walking with God and allowing him to help you through this journey. I would not have recovered from the trauma and pain of my broken dreams for my family if God had not walked with me. As I wrap these thoughts, I must stress that I believe God created marriage as a covenant to last for the lifetime of the couple and family. And I believe God would have wanted my marriage to be healthy and remain intact. But life happened, and we know life happens. But he picked me up and carried me, giving me a new life. I know without a shadow of a doubt, our Heavenly Father has big plans for me and for you in his time, his way, because he is a God of new beginnings. May you be so blessed as you go down this road. loads and loads of love, Chibero. Join me next time for chapter one of my book entitled The Beginning. Chapter one, The Beginning. Until next time, God bless you.